Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. Now, of course, Halloween is this weekend, and it seems to have gotten more and more elaborate and more expensive. Whether you're talking about the candy or the costumes or the decorations, it seems this holiday is bigger than ever. I see more stuff to buy in the stores earlier than ever. Also, the Halloween paraphernalia is there a good month before it needs to be. And the decorations are more elaborate, and it can really get out of hand. So I turned to our money guru, Kimberly Palmer, who's the senior editor at U.S. News on all things that relate to money. And she has come up with the best frugal Halloween tricks just in time for Halloween. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Leslie.
So where did you get all these ideas, first of all?
Mostly from interviewing moms, a lot of moms who write blogs about saving money, they had all kinds of creative ideas that I actually hadn't even heard of before speaking to them. So for this story, moms were really my biggest source.
Well, it seems like a great source. So let's talk about, first of all, decorating, because that seems to me to be getting, as I said before, more and more elaborate. Now there are these inflatable blow-up Halloween things that I thought were only, only Christmas decorations, but now you can get blow-up ghosts and blow-up scary trees and, all kinds of things that are cool but pricey.
Yes, and you're right. People really do go all out, and you can end up spending so much money. And so with decoration especially, because they can be such big ticket items, you want to, first of all, think about just keeping it simple and going with nature. A lot of people suggest picking up colored leaves and making decorations out of things you find in nature, like pine cones. If you have pumpkins and you've carved them, you could also make them last longer by using bleach and water. Yeah, you use bleach and water to clean the insides, then cover it with petroleum jelly, and that helps ward off all the insects and squirrels that like to eat them and destroy your decorations.
Kidding. Oh, that's good to know, because I do carve a pumpkin every year, and I'm afraid to put it out too early because the bugs and the maggots get inside.
Yeah, if you're up for a little project, just clean it out and use some jelly to protect it.
Oh, cool. Okay. Note taken. Keep going.
And the other thing that you want to think about is, as soon as Halloween is over this year, go out and get your decorations for next year. So if you have some space for storage, the best deals are right after Halloween is over. So the people who are really frugal and smart about this stock up basically the first week of November for the following year.
Oh, it's the same principle that you apply to Christmas decorations also,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And I would think you would go to a Target or a Home Goods or someplace like that who is, normally chock full of Halloween decorations and is dying to get rid of them the day after.
Exactly. That is a good strategy. And, also local stores, dollar stores, anything that does stock up on the Halloween decorations, they want to get rid of them as quickly as possible as soon as November rolls around. Their holiday stuff is coming in. So it's a great time to be on the lookout.
Okay, so let's talk about candy. I never guess correctly on how much candy I'm going to need for my trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And I always want to have enough. I hate turning my light off too early because, I'm one of the crazy ladies in the neighborhood who loves the kids and makes them all explain what their costume is about. They hate me. But I reward them with tons of candy. And usually it's left over. Or I've guessed wrong. Now, if I've guessed wrong, it's just too bad for them. But if it's left over, I've wasted money. What do I do?
Yes. Well, one mom actually told me that last year she took her unopened bags of candy, so all her leftovers that hadn't yet been opened, she actually took them back to the store and got a refund. So if your store, wherever you purchase it, is open to that, that's one thing to consider.
Oh.
You can also actually freeze candy to make it last longer, especially hard candy. And then a couple moms mentioned to me turning the leftovers into some kind of project. So if you're a baker, baking with candy like brownies and cookies that have M&Ms in them or other types of candy. Also, crafts. Pinterest, of course, has a ton of ideas. So if you browse the section on Halloween, especially Halloween treats and candy and cooking, you'll get all kinds of images of ways to reuse your candy.
Oh, that's so smart. Or even buy candy that can be reused. For instance, packages of M&Ms, they can be used to decorate Christmas cookies in a couple of months and they won't go bad,
Exactly.
right? So you have to do strategic candy buying. Now,
Yeah.
Kimberly, my mother is an old lady, really old. She's 93, and she keeps her leftover candy from 1 year to the other. I don't advise that, right? Twix won't last a year, will they?
Right. It's funny you ask that because I actually did talk to a mom who swore you can put, especially hard candy, especially if you put it in the freezer, it will last a year. But when I put that in my article originally, talked over with my editor, we did some more research and decided we could not advise that just for health concerns. So yeah, we decided to not recommend year-old candy because, who knows? Better safe than sorry.
Okay, now on your article on usnews.com, again, the best frugal Halloween tricks, you have go retro with your games, and this relates to conjuring up some in-house fun for your, really young kids. So explain that a little bit.
This was one of my favorite ones because I think if you're hosting a Halloween party, people often feel a lot of pressure to buy some fancy craft project for the kids or, something really elaborate. But one of the moms that I interviewed had a great idea for a frugal Halloween party. She has a 5-year-old, and she was going to have them bob for apples, a classic game, and also play musical chairs. Both those things, so inexpensive. Just buy a bunch of apples, and it's so fun. The kids love that kind of stuff. So
Oh.
definitely, you can think outside the box.
Oh, that's smart because I just bought a bag of apples, a whole bag. It was like a dozen apples, $3.99, right? And
Yeah.
yeah, and the musical chairs is zero, costs zero. So your entire party can cost $3.99 pretty much.
Exactly. And the kids will be so happy.
Now, costumes. Every kid wants a new costume, a specific costume every year. Those can get pricey too. Is there a way around that?
There is. So one thing you want to do is ask around your neighborhood with your friends if you have kids around the same age or their kids are slightly older, pass around the Halloween costumes or go to a secondhand store. There's all kinds of exchanges going on right now, gently used clothes. In my neighborhood, actually, one of the neighbors took it upon herself to host a Halloween costume exchange so everyone can just go to her front yard one day and exchange costumes. So if your neighborhood is friendly, has a lot of kids, that's definitely a good option. One thing that really shocked me as I was doing the research for this article is that the grown-ups actually spend even more money on their costumes than the kids. So you want to think about yourself too, if you're not just, getting your child ready, but if you're dressing up too, the parents can end up spending even more. So you want to get creative with your own costume by looking in your closet. What can you incorporate to maybe you have a costume already in your closet with just a little makeup and creativity, you can be something.
Well, sure. I mean, if you've lived on the earth for a while, and especially if you're a woman or a man too, if you've lived on the earth for a while, you've probably saved some clothes that you can no longer wear. I have some from the disco era that are very sequency and shiny, and they're horrifying. But I keep them because they've got some sort of sentimental attachment, to me.
Yeah.
But I never think about sort of trotting them out on Halloween. And they're a good choice, right? I mean, who's walking around in
Absolutely.
spandex pants and candy shoes and sequins tops today? It'll look very retro.
It sounds perfect.
Okay, so one of your other tips here in your article is have fun in the kitchen. And this relates to cooking for Halloween, specific Halloween treats and such. What'd you find out there?
Well, one of my favorite frugal bloggers, and this is actually a dad, not a mom this time, he recommended making your own apple cider. So it's very inexpensive. You can just have those apples that you got for $3.99, blend them up and press the juice out of them, and then you can add all sorts of spices, sugar, cloves, cinnamon, simmer it. It'll make your house smell great. You'll have a fun little treat with your kids, with your family, with any guests that you have coming over, and it's so inexpensive. And then also, if you're already carving pumpkins, don't toss that flesh of the pumpkin that you scoop out. You want to save that. You can make pumpkin seeds. You can turn that pumpkin flesh into some kind of baked good. So you want to make sure you're not wasting everything and reusing that and having fun by creating these treats.
You know what else you can do is buy a can of pumpkin, one can, and just add it to some of your favorite baking recipes. Like you can take pudding and mix in some, some of that pumpkin that you get from a can and it's suddenly pumpkin pudding, right? Or I just
Yes.
saw an article about cooking individual little cheesecakes and you put a Halloween Oreo at the bottom, which is just an Oreo with an orange colored filling, and then you do your regular little mini cheesecake on top and suddenly you're like Miss Halloween. So there's cheap and easy ways to Halloween up your culinary skills without too much expense or too much trouble. Well, Kimberly,
Exactly.
the article for everybody is The Best Frugal Halloween Tricks. It's on usnews.com. And as always, you are timely and relevant, and you come armed with tips that are easy to follow. Kimberly Palmer, the senior editor for all things money at usnews.com. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Leslie.
We'll be right back. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.